the spectators, there was a football player, a high school football player, a linebacker dressed in his uniform, wearing number 87 on his back, and he had his football helmet under his arm like this. And as that atheist or agnostic or whatever you want to call him was up there teasing God, all of a sudden that football player took his helmet, put it up on his head, chastened his chin strap, and took off running. Knocked that agnostic right off the pedestal. Sent him flying. He looked up at the football player and he said, "What did you do that for?" The football player said, "Well, God was busy, so he sent me." True story. Many of the things that we do for God, we do by ourselves, we do alone. One day an atheist had tricked a large crowd of people to a meeting. Among them were many Christians. Christians were surprised to find out that the atheist was there to try to prove that there is no God. After speaking, he told God that he would give him 7 minutes to strike him dead. So he stood there, or sat there on the platform, waiting, because he believed that nothing was going to happen. He was going to say to the people, "See, I told you, there is no God." Well, there's an intense silence that fell over the crowd, a hush. There were pastors in the congregation. Nobody knew what to do. And all of a sudden, a 15-year-old girl stood in the balcony. And with a quivering voice, she began to sing, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Few people began to join her. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Soon the whole balcony was standing. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. And then everybody on the main floor stood, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. 5,000 people standing, singing, stand up for Jesus. They sang the song over and over again, several times. After the singing, someone stopped and said, "Hey, what happened to the atheist?" Somebody else answered, "He ran out when the little girl stood up." Yeah. All by herself, alone. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. Where is your courage to stand all by yourself? See, the girl who stood escaped. She understood that the reason to stand was her way of escaping. I alone have escaped. I myself alone have escaped to tell thee something. To tell thee. There is a purpose in your life. Your life is not just wrapped up in not sinning. Listen, you are not a hero today because you're not on drugs. You're not a hero tonight because you don't hang out with the wrong crowd. You're not a hero today because you don't drink. You're not a hero today because you don't live in immorality. Giving up sin and staying away from wicked things is not the purpose of the Christian life. Your job is not just to see how far from sin you can get. There is a reason God put you on this earth, and that reason is that you are to go and tell something. You are to go and you are to share the good news. Your job is to tell people something that you alone can give them. That is the job that you can do, and if you don't do it, nobody else will. I'm convinced of that. I used to think, well, if I didn't do it, somebody else will. But there'd never be another person just like me. And there are people that I have that I can reach, and I alone have escaped for a reason. To tell somebody. A little boy was drowning in Sugar Creek near Dallas, Texas. A businessman braked his expensive car, jumped out, loosened his tie, took off his coat, kicked off his shoes, and dove into muddy Sugar Creek. He dragged that boy back to shore. The boy, spitting out water, reached up, gave the man a great big hug, and said, "Thank you, sir." The man said, "Son, make sure you live a life worth saving." Make sure it was worth Jesus saving your life. Make sure Calvary was worth its expense. Show God you deserve it by how you live now. You have something to tell your friends. You have something to tell your children. You have something to tell a lost world. Let me get a little personal tonight. I don't even know if my kids know this story. My mother had polio when she was just a young girl. While she was in the ambulance, they had the iron lung ready for her. She was not supposed to make it. She never needed that iron lung. And the doctors called her their miracle child. She suffered no crippling. She had no effects from the polio. But I grew up being told that I was the reason God had spared her life. I grew up being told God has a purpose for you and God has called you to preach. God has a purpose for every single one of you tonight. God has a purpose for you being on this earth. We should all say, Lord, speak, for thy servant heareth. There are people here tonight I believe God is speaking to. He's saying to you, you know, we need to be alone. You've never really been alone with me. We need to be alone. And if I could just encourage you, you know, if I could encourage all the men, and ladies, I know this would be a big burden on you. I was so grateful to my wife who said, why don't you get away by yourself for a while? If you could spare your husband for a couple of days and you could tell your husband to go and be alone. Look, I know some cabins you could go to. But you need to go to a place where you're not going to be tempted by TV and you're not going to have those things. To get alone with God, ladies, your husbands will come back and they'll be different. They'll have a vision for your family. They'll have an inside word from the Lord, from God. And just to be alone with God is such a special thing. And there are people, you are here tonight and God is speaking into your heart. We need to be alone. Because I've got some things that I want to say to you and I want to make sure that you're listening. And God is saying, and God is talking to your heart, and your heart is saying, God, I'm listening. There is nothing greater than doing the will of God. Nothing greater than doing the will of God. And I'm going to do something a little bit different tonight, but right now I'm going to have you just bow your head and close your eyes. Think about this. I only am escaped. Alone to tell thee. You have escaped. Alone for a reason, for a purpose. I think about all the things that I have escaped from. Again, I don't know why the Lord let me be the one to escape. But I'm so glad that I am. Maybe you're here tonight. I'm going to talk to the males, to the guys, first of all. You're here tonight, and you're a man, an adult man, or you're a young man, or you're just a boy. But you think that just tonight God is speaking to you to go into a ministry for Him. God is calling you into some kind of ministry. He's not done this in previous times. This is something that's happening tonight. Right now, you're feeling a burden from the Lord. You're feeling a tug. God wants you in some kind of ministry for Him. If God is speaking to you that way, maybe you've had an inkling in the past, but that burden is strong tonight. Would you raise your hand? Amen. Amen. Would you guys do something for me? Would you come up here and stand, please? Come on, don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. Stand alone if you have to. Anybody else want to join these two up here? Just tonight, you sense God calling you into some kind of ministry. It doesn't need to be defined. You don't have to have anything definitive tonight, but you just feel that burden. You just feel that call. Okay, then I want all of the young men who previous to tonight have had a call, and you are working toward that, whether it's taking college credit courses or whatever. You have a call in your life, and you are working toward that. You know you have a call. Would you just come up here and stand too? Would you join them? Kyle, I understand if you can't. All right. Those of you who have already answered the call and surrendered, and you're working toward that goal, that's who I'm asking. That's who I'm inviting right now. Please come up here. Okay, and next, you're sitting back there, and you don't feel any particular call to ministry. You don't feel a call to serve the Lord in any kind of ministry capacity. You might be called to fulfill a vocation or whatever you think that's what your calling in your life is. But, if God were to call you into ministry for Him, and you would be willing to serve Him, would you come forward? You don't feel any particular call, but if God were to call you, would you come? All right, great. Super. And there's people like Pastor Craig who's already serving his call. He's fine there. Now, ladies, it's always easier to get you to the altar. If you would just be willing to do whatever the Lord asks, would you come forward, please? If you're willing to do whatever the Lord would ask of you, would you come forward? Would you look at this? Every single one of you tonight has said, Lord, I'm willing. Lord, I'm available. This is a beautiful sight to me. And I want you to know that I'm proud of each and every one of you. I really mean that. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you guys that have already felt the call and you're working toward it. I'm proud of you guys that feel the call tonight, that you would be willing to stand up here. And I'm proud of you, and I think no less of you that are doing a vocation, but simply said, Lord, if you were to call me into full-time ministry, I would do it. I'm just as proud as you as I am the other guys. So look at the number of us that are willing to serve God. I can't help but think that God is going to do tremendous things through people who want to serve Him. I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Every single one of you up here tonight, you have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You've escaped those things. But there's a reason why you've escaped. There's a reason why you have escaped alone. And that is to go and tell something. Go and do something for the Lord. Can you just put your hands on each other there? Or hold each other's hands. Let's sing that chorus. We can just do it a cappella. I have decided to follow Jesus. 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 No turning back, no turning back. One more time. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me.
The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back.
Lord, tonight, we are just so grateful. When we think of what we have escaped from, every single one of us has escaped. I don't know why, but Lord, we thank you tonight. We are so grateful. Lord, tonight I pray that you would give us a desire to be alone with you more often. I pray, Lord, that you would give us the courage and the strength to stand up for you when we need to. Lord, that we would have the courage and the boldness to stand. Lord, make us all like that 15-year-old girl. We would not have the fear of man, which is a snare. But instead, Lord, we would have a tremendous love for you and for people, because we know that love conquers and drives out fear. I pray tonight, Lord, for those that feel the call to ministry, to do a ministry for you. Lord, that you would help them in this endeavor. Lord, that you would make the way possible for them. Lord, that you would clear the roadblock. Lord, that you would clear those things that would try to stand in the way of our opportunities. And Lord, I pray that you would bless and put an excitement within each heart. Lord, I pray that you would give clear direction, that there wouldn't be confusion for any. We know that you are not the author of confusion. The devil is. And we bind him tonight in the name and through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, that we would continually hear your voice speaking to us, saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Lord, that we would walk on that straight and narrow path and not turn to the right hand or to the left. Lord, that we would not, that not one would fall into the ditch. Well, Lord, everyone would travel down the road of service for you. And then, Lord, I pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit in these days in which we live, Lord. We so desperately need a supernatural power, the power of the Holy Spirit. And, Lord, I'd be so bold tonight to ask for a double portion of that Spirit upon each one. Lord, that we might be able to come against the enemy. And, Lord, know with the surety of our hearts that you will build your church, you will build your kingdom, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Lord, that as we are faithful to you, you will make our way prosperous and we will have good success. Again, I pray your blessing upon each one and each family, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. These altars are open if you'd like to spend some time here. Otherwise, you can consider yourselves dismissed. Keep listening to the voice of the Lord. I hope that tonight really is just the beginning, because I hope that every single one of you finds some time to be alone with God. If you would like to know where a nice cabin is, you can talk to me. I'll tell you where you can find a cabin with no television, and you just bring your Bible and maybe a good book or good books, whatever you would like to do, and seek the Lord for a couple of days. And I don't know, I just can't urge you enough to get alone with God. Just get alone with God and let him speak to you. Your greatest revelations will come when you spend time with him, and you will be richly rewarded for that. God bless you. You're dismissed. You could pray if you'd like.